We started yesterday, number 9. We just repeat and finish. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasmad Yuktendriya Gramo.
Tasmad Yuktendriya Gramo.
Yukta Chitta Idam Jagat.
Yukta Chitta Idam Jagat.
Atma Nikshasva Vitatam.
Atma Nikshasva Vitatam.
Atmanam Mayadishvare.
Atmanam Mayadishvare.
Tasmad Yuktendriya Gramo.
Tasmad Yuktendriya Gramo.
Yukta Chitta Idam Jagat.
Yukta Chitta Idam Jagat.
Atma Nikshasva Vitatam.
Atma Nikshasva.
Atmanam Mayadishvare.
Atmanam Mayadishvare.
Tasmad.
Tasmad.
Therefore. Yukta.
Yukta.
Having brought under control. Indriya Gramaha, all the senses, Yukta, also subduing, Chittaha, your mind, Idam, this, Jagat, world, Atmani, within the individual soul, Ikshasva, you should see, Vitatam, straight out, as the substance of his material enjoyment. Atmanam, in that individual soul, Mai, in me, Adishvare, the supreme control. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Prabhupāda ki jai. Therefore, bringing all your senses under control, and thus subduing the mind, you should see the entire world as situated within the self, who is expanded everywhere, and you will also see this individual self within me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The purport is here. The word vitatam or widely expanded implies that the individual soul is present throughout the material universe. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita 2.24, Nasesh Nitya Sarvagata, individual soul is eternal and is expanded everywhere throughout the material and spiritual worlds. This doesn't mean, however, that each individual soul is all-pervading, but that the Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna, has expanded his marginal potency everywhere. Thus, one should not blindly conclude that the minute living entity is all-pervading. Rather, one should understand that God is great and expands the personal energy everywhere. In this verse, Atma Nikshasva Vitatam means that this material world is created in to facilitate the sense gratification of the individual souls who are trying to enjoy without Krishna. Their actual master, the living entities, are busily trying to exploit the external energy of the Lord, but their jurisdiction over the material world is illusory. Both the material nature and the conditioned living being are energies of the Lord and thus exist within the personality of Godhead and are under his supreme control. The individual living entity exists for the pleasure of the personality of Godhead and is the Lord's eternal servant. As soon as the senses become absorbed in material gratification, they lose their power to experience the absolute truth. As soon as, please remember this, the individual living entity exists for the pleasure of the person who got it, and he is the Lord's external servant, Lord's eternal servant. As soon as the senses become absorbed in material gratification, they lose their power to experience the absolute truth. The actual goal of sense activity is satisfaction of Vishnu. The actual goal of sense activity is satisfaction of Vishnu, the Lord. And all of the senses are experience infinite spiritual pleasure by perceiving and serving the Lord in His personal features. Those who adopt the impersonal conception of God will try to stop all sense activity. But because the senses cannot remain permanently inactive, they naturally return into activity in the realm of material illusion. If one engages the senses in the service of the personal Godhead, then one enjoys unlimited pleasure upon seeing the transcendental beauty of the Lord's form. But unless one qualifies himself by pure loving devotional service to Krishna, the Lord does not award him this exalted experience. Therefore, every conditioned soul should end his unnecessary separation from the personal Godhead by rejoicing the Lord's blissful company. Lord Krishna personally comes down to reopen the blind eyes of the conditioned souls. And thus Lord is perpetually teaching Uddhava that sincere souls in the future might take advantage of his instructions. Indeed, hundreds of millions of people even now derive spiritual enlightenment from Lord Krishna's instructions to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Om Adnyana Timirandasya. Jnananjana Shalakaya. Chakshur Mulitam Yena. Tasmai Shri Guru Venva. Come on, chant. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapita Mena Bhutade. Oh, you don't know. I mean, in Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning it is. Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamadam Sri Guru Vaishnavas Sri Rupam Sarvajata Swagandanita Sri Vikrashan Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopika Kanta Radha Rasi Vasari Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare. This message is very simple here. The senses are many times uncontrolled in all the living entities. Uncontrolled senses are like wild horses. They run in any direction. the horses are trained and they are joined to the rath or cart or tongue or whatever, then they behave alike. But as soon as they are left in open, again they go hither and thither. Same case is regarding our senses. Frankly speaking, they tell material nature, material manifestation is created for our enjoyment without Krishna. We were rebellious in the Krishna's realm. We were envious really, that why should he enjoy? Why should I not enjoy? Instead of being his servant, we had a bit of rebellious attitude. And it is a great question that why it should occur. With Krishna, everybody must be pure. But why did it occur? We don't know. Instead of dwelling in this field, we should see that we are here, somehow there. And we want to forget the Lord. So Lord has given the facility. And He is really kind. As we desire, we can pass our life. It's very difficult, and in this position also, we are so very envious by nature, like snake, that we try to harm each other in envy. You don't know, unknowingly, we are envious of each other. And that's why we don't experience the pain of others. And that's why nobody understands our pain. So every living entity merely is left on his or own in order to experience the pain. And nobody around you understands your pain. There is a very nice verse in 10th canto, you know. This 10, 10, 10, 14. It's 10, 10, 14. See, recite after me. Yatha kantaka vidhangena. Yatha kantaka vidhangena. Jantor nechati. Tam jiva samyam. Gato lingayel natatha vidya kantakaha. Yatha kantanga vidyangena jantur nechatitam vyatam. Tam vyatham yatha. Vyatha means pain. Again, yatha kantaka vidhangena jantor nechati tam vyatham jiva samyam gato lingayir tatha vidha kantaka. By seeing their faces, one whose body has been pricked by pins can understand the pains of others. From the face we can understand. Particularly the lunatics who are getting fried in the material atmosphere by undergoing unsurpassable misery. We can immediately see their faces. They look charred, you know, burned. The burning sensation is there. Whereas the devotees may be experiencing pain, no doubt. But they don't look burnt. Because there is some shelter. This is the potency of Krishna delivered by the mercy of Prabhupada. He's very merciful. He has delivered us Krishna. And we are no doubt in a miserable condition. But even then, we are not troubled by that. At times, there are so many miseries, but in any effect. And this is, maybe half-hearted we are attached to him. But we are attached to him. Unknowingly, we get up at 4 o'clock. Unknowingly, we come for Mundati. Unknowingly, we chant, maybe. We are doing these things. And definitely it has its own effect. And this, because we are a bit saved from the pains, the miseries are there. Miseries, they cannot be eradicated, can be eradicated. That is the nature of the material existence. In the material existence, miseries should be there. That is the nature. And the nature of the fire, is that wherever it is, it will burn. The nature of the water is that wherever water is, it will moisten. Can't avoid. It's a nature. And nature can never be separated. You cannot have water without the moistening. You cannot have fire without heat. You can't have that. So nature is there. So the material manifestation of nature is that you have a miserable condition. Your death is there. So death means miserable condition. But we can be misery proof. These fire, particular fire people, they enter in the burning house where they have the protective clothing. The fire doesn't burn them. Their blood doesn't have any protective suit. But even then he was saved. There is a difference between firewind and Prahlad. Prahlad was not burned because he had an unflinching faith in the name of Krishna, chanting all that. That's why he is not burned. Gopas were not burned when the forest fire was there. But Krishna was there. Always they ran to Krishna for protection. So, if you run to Krishna and if your fire devotion service is there, you are not burnt. You have protective suit. But firemen had to have the material protective suit, which many times burns. The suit is supposed to be protected, protecting the body, but instead protecting the burn. So many times they are, with all the protective suit, the firemen die.
On the 11th of September, hundreds of fire people died.
Indeed, this collapsed, man. Hundreds of people died. I don't know how it was surprising. Suppose the plane hits one story, how can all the story like Karka collapse?
The explosion of the fire. And then the whole thing
closed. I don't know, we saw. It just came down. Like, I didn't understand. So much iron. How can it just
start to melt? The iron.
Melt.
Yeah. It doesn't melt at certain temperature.
Huh?
We should probably get into it, but there are many like theories that it was like arranged.
Yeah.
It was a plot or something.
It must have been. It must have been.
Something on that play behind.
I doubt. All the stories are okay. And completely it was dust.
Dust.
It can never be that by only hitting the plane. There's the doubt.
Maharaj, it collapsed and plane cars.
Huh?
It collapsed.
Yeah, it cannot be.
There was big explosion.
Some something was there, something else was there. By hitting the plane, maybe five stories will collapse. Why all 100 stories? I don't know really. But the point is, the misery as it is has got to be there. Problems have got to be there. I told you in the morning, dilemma is always standing. One dilemma you sort out, then another dilemma. You sort out another one, third is ready. Always is there. Always problems. Always misery. And if you don't solve, again misery. You solve, again misery. So do it or don't do it. Both are damn. You can never win here on your own. That's why Brahma tried to win. Brahma entered the stem of the lotus flower. And he tried to win himself. He couldn't do it. So eventually tapa. And we are really so careless to others' miseries. It's very nicely said in English that we should put ourselves into others' shoes. Then we may know something. But if I haven't experienced the misery, how can I put my legs into others' shoes? And even I put, I don't experience. We haven't experienced. This is the point. Pin prick, if I have experienced pin prick, then I can understand the others' pin prick. But if I have not experienced, then how? There is one sadhu, you know. So sadhu was staying in one village. So villagers were really happy to have the sadhu, you know. So one day somebody's son died in the village. The father was screaming and shouting again. So sadhu thought I should go there and pacify him. Sadhu went there and explained to him that the body, we are not the body, then we are soul. Soul is eternal, your son is not gone anywhere. The body is dropped. Etc. So that man thought that sadhu did so much. He was pacified. After 15 days, sadhu's bakri died. Sadhu's goat died. Sadhu was screaming, right? So that man thought that when my son died, he came here to pacify me so much. And now his goat is dying, he is screaming. So sadhu went to him and said, Maharaj, just before 15 days you pacified me with all the philosophy. And now your goat is 10 years screaming. He's a fool. The son was yours and goat is mine. I mean to say, sadhu did not experience the death of son. So it was very easy for him to pacify him. But when sadhu experienced the death of his goat, it was very surprising. Unless we experience ourselves, we cannot care for others. If you are not married, how do you know the love, loving children? And keep the children out. I am lecturing. Please, Mataji, take the children out. So how the lot of Mataji is going? We cannot tolerate one scream from the child. This is it. Please, try to understand it. And unless you feel for the others, our life is useless. And because Prabhupada failed for the others, in old age, he tried to go all the seven seas and then try to plead there with all the inconvenience. Because he was he was feeling the pinprick. He had experienced the misery. And this is his words. Repeat the translation. By seeing that their faces,
one whose body
has been pricked by pins, can understand the pain of others who have been pricked, realizing that this pain is the same for everyone. He does not want others to suffer in this way. But one who has never been pinpricked by pins cannot understand the pain.
This is 10, 10, 14.
A contact is not pinprick. Contact is thorn. Thorn. Have you seen thorns?
Yes.
The forest? Thorns pierce your soul, you know, your feet. It's very painful. Then you take out and it will cut inside.
Wow.
And that piece remains there. And somewhere there we have to extract it. Otherwise, till that piece is there, horrible pain. So those who are not thorn experience don't have. They can't experience the other pain who has the thorn in it. This is the real meaning. Pinprick is very easy. Pinprick is just pinprick. It's not that painful. But thorn, it goes inside, right? It's very sharp. Very sharp. Formerly it was just forest path. Walking paths were there. And it was all in the forest. So thorns were here and there.
Careful.
Yeah, just if you are not careful, any time the thorn will trouble your feet. They say, oh, please. And everywhere, these thorn people were available. They will take out the thorn. And as soon as the thorn is out, there may be some slight wound there, because he has to extract the thorn. But then you feel all right. The point is that unless we have experienced the pain, we cannot understand the pain of others. And that's why we can see 100 deaths, and even then we are not worried, because we haven't experienced. And in unconscious way, we experience so many deaths. So we are scared for death. That is not to be taught. Anybody is afraid of death.
Natural.
Greatest fear is death. And no child has to teach how to suck mother's breast. They know. So these two things prove that we have the previous lives. In every life we have sucked the mother. In every life we have died. And as soon as we come to this stage, then we try to understand the philosophical point and see the all-pervading nature of Krishna, and then we see everything in him and him in everything. That is all. But we are not experiencing pain of others. So we don't know the wide impact of the all-pervading personality of Godhead. This is a philosophical point. That everybody has his part and parcel of Krishna. So you are also the same thing. So everybody feels. And it's very easy to understand. Everywhere Krishna is situated. So you cannot have your nuclear test in Pacific and be happy in France. But we think that way. America has nothing to do with the Pacific. So American can have and if you let us in Pacific, you will not be troubled. No. Anywhere you have the disturbance on the planet, it's all one consciousness. So everybody has to experience. And that's why the poverty is maybe in India or Pakistan or very well. And you advertise it in Europe or in America and the help flows in. There is one consciousness. They know that today India is in trouble or Africa is in trouble. Tomorrow we'll be in trouble. That is how generosity comes. Because the consciousness is one. And the best example of the all-pervading consciousness is our body. Krishna is situated in our heart. And anywhere you touch, you feel immediately. Our consciousness is all-pervading. The residence of heart, the residence of Krishna is in heart. But his consciousness is all-pervading over the body. Soul is in the heart. But soul, the proof of the soul, that anywhere you touch and without telling me, I feel. That is the thing. And as soon as we remember these things, it's very easy to understand Krishna situated everywhere. Everywhere is. In Australia also, the atmosphere has the electricity. And there's a windmills, you know. Windmills have windmills, they produce electricity. By the wind, the whole thing goes on. And the electricity is produced. So anywhere the windmill is there, electricity will be produced. So everywhere the electrification is there. This is the one. You cannot find any place without electricity. Natural electricity is all everywhere. Where it is dissipated by sun. So where the sun is, electricity is there. And all the planet equally it is distributed. Everywhere you dig the earth and it's warm. Because Karma Daksha Vishnu is sleeping inside. There is a touch of transcendence inside every planet. And that's why such a heavy planet like a Himalaya mountain is there, becomes light. And it floats in the space. That how this planet, heavy stone, float in the space. But even a Himalaya mountain becomes very light. Our body is very heavy. But because the soul is there, we can walk with the body. And I don't feel my body heavy. I'm walking, I'm running, I'm jumping. Body becomes light. This, as soon as you recognize the presence of this transcendence, then our faith increases to get into the transcendence. And then how to do is, again it is shown here. So you please, the senses are the stumbling blocks. So you have to control the senses. By controlling the senses, you cannot control the senses. But by giving them some engagement, you can control it. Control the senses. Tahani sarvani sayamya yukta asid matparha. You take out Bhagavad Gita. It's, I think, 264 or something. Sayamya, you don't know. There the same thing is repeated. Tani sarvani sayamya. All those senses should be brought under control. Sayamya. What is the meaning of sayamya?
Keeping under control.
Under control. Yukta. Yukta. What is yukta?
Engaged.
Asid matparha. Engage in my service. Read the translation.
One who stains his senses, keeping them under full control, and fixes his consciousness upon me, is known as a man of steady intelligence.
And the same thing is repeated here. Then you please control the senses and worship my personal form. And as the Vaishnavas do, they may give Ladu Gopal day to your whatever. And anywhere you open the box, the everything, dry fruits is there, Tilak is there, Bhagavad Gita is there. So anywhere you just make a makeshift altar, situated towards Ladu Gopal, read Bhagavad Gita, put on Tilak, worship, or whatever. And your hands are engaged, your mind is engaged, your eyes are engaged, your ears are engaged. There is no separate endeavor to control. Just by personal form, everything automatically is controlled. And that is the point. We must have our puja box with us. And puja box means Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam we may not be able to carry. But few notes, our own notebooks, one or two notebooks you can keep. So reading material is there, puja paraphernalia is there, tilak is there, deity paraphernalia is there, and you can bathe the deities, have a nice abhishek, offer nice cooking to the deities, and it becomes a temple. You don't have always to go to the temple to control the senses. This box will automatically control your senses every day in the morning, niyamya, regular. You make a regular thing. So wherever you go, the box is there. And this is personal service to Krishna. Then Bhagavad Gita is non-different from Krishna. Bhagavatam notes you have, they are non-different from Krishna. Few shlokas recite, have the abhishek to the deities. Nice, please recite the prayers from Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. And this is the control of the sense. And control of the senses becomes very easy then. For Vaishnava, control is not difficult. Any time you can control. And he doesn't waste time. Either he is working for his bread and butter or he is engaged in service. There was no place for electronic equipment, this radio or this or that. They were very busy, very royal businesses were there or services were there. And service also, permanent service was there. Permanent means Mausha Parampara. The whole dynasty will be there. The Radhaji had one servant when we went to Patna, you know. He has his own old palace there. So that he has donated to his school now. And there was one servant working there. His father was also working with Radhajivan's father. His grandfather was also working with the grandfather of Radhajivan. His sons are working with Radhajivan. And his sons and sons are also working in the same field. So five generations are working. This was a steady service. So it was not a service really, it was just family member. That father can order him, that Radhajivan this, you have to do this. Engage my son. And he can't deny, he has to fit in somewhere. This is, permanency was there. In the impermanent atmosphere also, permanency was there because of Vaishnavism. And this is Vaishnavism. As soon as you become a Vaishnava, permanency is gone. Now, you know, the contract services are there.
6 months.
6 months. If they like, they can do it. They don't, because they don't have to pay them. And no PF, no other perks, nothing at all. This impermanence is not the sign of advancement, the sign of degradation. And it creates so much anxiety. The bills are not impermanent. Bills are continuous. But the service is impermanent. How to live?
I get extension.
No.
What? Will my job be shut down or not?
He can't concentrate on the person's form. Formally, yesterday he was telling, who was he? Yesterday, when he came from Baroda, and he was telling that because my farming is there, I have got plenty of time to read and worship and everything. Farming, there is no daily work. Once you sow, something has to be managed, that's it. And you are free in the fresh air. And here, you lock yourself in the polluted air, and then again impermanence. We are really degraded to the last extent. And we like that. I'm working on contracts. This Manoj from Minneapolis yesterday over here. He was working for a contract. He was tired. Every time the contract finished, he didn't know what to do. But then again he accepted the permanent job. So we want permanency. Unless there is some permanency, the anxiety will always be there. Temporary things always create anxieties. And how to go on with the children's education? This, that, everything is expensive. How to go on with the impermanence of income source? So that's why people are fed up with the impermanent things. And they are correct in that. Because we are permanent. Eternal, we are eternal, soul is eternal. The bodies are only temporary. And so, now, to escape all these things, and to meet the expenses, people are really worried about so much. So much that they commit suicide. There, we were in Radha Desh. And in January, the suicide rate is very high. There is one town there, it's known as suicide town. It has the skyscrapers. So in December, they enjoy like anything. Liquor and etc. And their money ran out. So in January, there is nothing to do. So then they go to the town, climb the skyscraper. It's known as suicide.
Belgium.
I heard it is near Radha Desh. So this is the position. And he died? Okay, anyway. And I want to experience 30, 10, 10, 40. Unless I experience the pain, how can I understand his pain? This. And we become, then we don't notice you. Oh, 15 people died? All right. Forget it. Go. 15 less. I will get more welfare. Yeah, we are just completely merciful attitude. He is completely absent.
He is no mercy.
No mercy.
For $1 they cut your throat.
And this, we call it as, we are very advanced. Then television, or with the color television, or whatever, every year they manifest a new thing. So they have to sell it, you know. Same old things may not be sold. So they have to change something. Camera, how much? I can't understand the camera.
Every day something.
Every day something. When we were, I think about 60 years ago, I had bought a camera. That time I was a student in Nasi. So we wanted to have some camera. Yeah? So nice box camera from this Kodak. We brought. And hardly it cost me 15 rupees. So 15 rupees was so much money that time. So 15 rupees somehow we bought that. Their camera is still there. No adjustment, nothing at all. Put the film, take the snaps, watch it and finish. And now, when the focus is not there, this is not there, and the flash is not working. As we say, every camera has to have the battery. So many things. All these things create misery, and more than that, our senses don't have the permanent engagement, auspicious engagement of worshipping Krishna. So we go to cameras. And every time, wherever you go, there's disturbance. This is the point. So how can we reduce the disturbance? Because our senses are not engaged in the service of the transcendence. In transcendence only we can be at ease. Without the transcendence, we cannot do this. This is the point. And we are always missing the transcendence. And we are going to the material thing. The material things are changing and getting destroyed, changing and getting destroyed. So the more disturbance is there. And here, in this verse, the disturbance is condemned. In order to cure the disturbance, material fever must decrease. And transcendent loving service must increase. That is how we do. School you want to go? School? Upstairs. Very cold. Very bad. Very upper is upper. Upper job. Gadadhar naam pujo. Kholo. Gadadhar. અમારે પેલી બાર ની વાડી માં જવું છે. કૃષ્ણ ની રજા છે, હું ફોન કરીશ. જય This is the point. The most important thing is we are neglecting the transcendence. We may not speak name Krishna, maybe, in your preaching time, but we are really missing the service to transcendence. And that's why the disturbance is always there. And this is that verse, today's verse. And we are increasing the disturbance. And we want to be happy. Then we have flowers. We have new cars. There's so many allurement is there. Every day, some new cars are manufactured. Some arrangement is there. AC for driver and AC for who are sitting at the back. Never work in windows, you don't get open. It just goes up and down. So many things are there.
We are becoming lazy.
Lazy, yeah. Their hands don't work. For hands working, they have to go to gym. 1, 2, 3. There have been. Let your glass go up. So legs are not working, hands are not working. Then a lump is sitting in the car and lump gets out. There is no life. Muscles are useless. And more so now, computer is there, brain is a lump. Brain completely lost. Brain. How hard these boys try. They can't learn even up to 10 tables. Their capacity is completely gone. As soon as they go home, there are so many other things are there.
TV,
Everything is there. Except learning, everything is there. And unless they know the tables, how can they do the sums? Oh, Jay, what is your name? What is your father's name?
My father's name.
And what is your mother's name?
My mother's name is Vinabai.
And what is your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name is
Guru Bhai. Very good. And grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name is Guru
Bhai. Very good. And how are you?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Our daily puja. He's happy now. Injit, come here. Come here, son. Sit down. Oh, what is your name?
My name
is?
My name?
My name is? Injit. What is your father's? My father's name? My father's name? Is Jitubhai. What is your mother's name? My mother's name is Paruben Paru. Sit down. Bhajay, sit down, son. Sit right. Himjit comes here. Come forward. That's it. This is the point. Very easy point to this verse. But we have to do it somehow or the other. And that's why, through His mercy, we have diverted our senses from the electronics to this point. And to that extent, we are happy. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki. Have you anything to ask? Yeah.
Thank you for the explanation, Maharaj. Today we hear a lot of talk about the Yukta Vairagya in our Eastern movement. We see many spiritual leaders, they are very much electronics.
Yes, yes.
And everything in all the industry disciples produce.
Yes.
How can you explain to this?
Yukta Vairagya is all right, if you use it for Krishna. But there is a fine line between our sense gratification and Krishna's service. Suppose I have a car and I think that I am using for Krishna. That is the way, Yukta Vairagya. My car is Yukta Vairagya. But while going to bank for Krishna's service, some my friend I see, come on, see. I talk nonsense. He said, just excuse me, I just go there, please drop me there. So again, we have to drop him there. So there is a fine, thin line between how the card is used for sense gratification and how it is used for Krishna. So we are under the illusion that I am using it for. And more explicit to this, if I love some girl, I'll take that girl with me. And I'm using it for Krishna. Actually, we're not using it for Krishna. Unless our senses are controlled, Yukta Vairagya is also not possible.
But Prabhupada also says, whatever material things are used in service of Krishna, they become spiritual.
But provided they're used.
It's a question.
Yeah, this policeman is given the car for duty. If somebody is murdered, he should immediately rush. But here, policeman takes his whole family in the car.
Very good.
Unless policeman is conscious, he's going to use the car for his family. Only conscious policeman will use the car for the government. And how many conscious policemen are there? Then the whole family wants to go to perform the marriage. So he drops them. Why going? I drop my family. If somebody asks him, he has his answer. I was going to my duty. But my family wanted to go, so I dropped them there. Yes. Please, there is, unless we are very conscious to use only for Krishna, it is not known as Yukta Vairagya. And we have that excuse. That excuse should not be given. And then during night, what he sees, don't know really. And computer is there, you cannot sleep, so you have to play with the same computer. During night, then what he sees, he alone knows. In the morning, he sleeps, then Mangalati is gone. Yeah, awake he is. This Yukta Vairagya is very nice, provided it is used for Krishna. But these days, so much allurement is there, that it's very difficult that we only use for Krishna. It's better to know, not to have.
Don't have it.
Don't have it. That's, we don't have television. So there is no Yukta Vairagya. No, fully Vairagya is there.
Same for computer. If we had computer, so much time would be wasted. So much time. Find the worst and where is the worst.
Doesn't matter. Don't find. After finding also what are you going to do? So, it's a great illusion we are in. That I am using my laptop for Krishna. And so much scratch is there. We can't win by getting attached to the material things. And this Yukta Vairagya is a trick of Maya. Because we are not genuine in anything. We are not genuine. We are all imitation everywhere. Gold is imitation, silver is imitation, everything imitation, only is imitation. What to do? If somebody is fed up, you say, alright, fading up also is illusion. This is how. Very nice question was there. And we are really assembled so many things for Yukta Vairagya. Yes, anything else? So what is 9 o'clock? This our Gadadhar is gone today. This Vaishnava was habituated. He was bringing in time. We'll stop here now. Jai. Prabhupada ki. So tomorrow is 10th. We'll complete this chapter till new people are here. Jai.
Kal Sandesh.
Kal Sandesh. Kal Karisho apne badar. Jai.